Why the Explanation with Sam Kneller wrote the book Mind-Body Problem Solved. After finishing Origin of the Universe, Humankind, Woman, and Agony of Humankind, I realized the central theme was the mind. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. I had to bring all the parts of this subject together. It took 1 year of prayer, meditation, and writing. The second reason for writing this book is the disastrous worldwide mental health problem. You can't fix mental health if you don't know what it is, how it works, and its relationship with consciousness. It all comes down to a proper theological understanding of Genesis 2 verse 7. That's our quest. Subscribe for more. In Genesis 2 verse 7, why is Lord, Yahweh, singular, and God, Elohim, plural? If you don't understand this verse, you can't know what a soul or consciousness are. Go to unlockbiblemeaning.com for free Bible tools. Find Genesis 2 verse 7. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. Switch to the interlinear. Lord, Yahweh, is singular. Elohim, ends with im, is plural. These singulars and plurals are invisible in English. For answers, we must delve into the biblical Hebrew. We need a method to unlock the God-intended meaning, which I'll show you. Subscribe. Watch this video now. Does God exist? Yes. And who is the higher power, Yahweh Elohim? Discover the singular Lord and the plural God and their family relationship. In Genesis 2 verse 7, it says God formed man. Why not created? In Genesis 1:27, God created, bara. That's instantaneous physical creation. But in Genesis 2:7, God formed, yatsar. That's complementary information. Formed is H for Hebrew, 33:35, yetzar, to mold into a form, especially as a potter. The various King James translations, fashion, form, potter, and purpose. First, purpose means God has a special reason for creating humans on earth. Second, potter. God's purpose is fashioning each human into a special vessel. This is our spiritual pathway that takes time. Read the details of yetzar, formed, in Mind-Body Problem Solved to learn about your spiritual formation. Watch this video next. What is the purpose of life? Why did God form humans from dust? Why not ground? What's the difference between dust and ground? Genesis 2:7. The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. The animals were made from earth, Genesis 1:24. Man doesn't even get that distinction. Ground is Strong's H127, Adama, soil, KJV translations, country, earth, ground, husbandry, land. Husbandry relates to the cultivation of plants and animals, life. Dust is Strong's 6883, Afar. KJV translations include ashes, powder, rubbish. Humans relate to ashes and rubbish. No life there. That's one side of our human negative makeup. Thankfully, there's a positive side we'll see. More details in the book, Mind-Body Problem Solved, and in this video. In creating man, why did God breathe into his dust nostrils? Why breathe at all? In Genesis 2, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. This first event created physical man with consciousness and mind. Nostrils is Strong's H639, the nose, hence the face. KJV translations, face, forehead, nose, nostril. In the New Testament episode, Jesus, immediately after being presented to the Father on the first day of the week, appears to his disciples. John 20, Jesus breathed on the disciples, their faces, and said to them, "Receive you the Holy Spirit." The same act as Genesis 2, this time creating spiritual man with the Holy Spirit. Genesis 2 is the physical forerunner of the spiritual John 20. In Genesis 2 verse 7, breathed and breath are two different words in Hebrew. What does each mean? Genesis 2 verse 7, The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Strong's H5301, breathed, nafach, a primitive root, to puff, to inflate, blow hard. KJV translations, blow, breath. Strong's H5397, breath, neshama, from the root nasham, a puff or intellect. KJV translations, inspiration, spirit. Their meanings, nafach, blow, more material. Nasham, inspiration, more non-material. See Mind-Body Problem Solved for an in-depth understanding. Genesis 2:7 reveals the strangest secret. One Hebrew word can have opposite meanings. The Lord God formed man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Strong's 5301, nafach, to scatter, expire. KJV translations, give up, cause to lose life, snuff. First, God blew breath into the first human to give life. And second, the same breath can cause the opposite, to lose life. Job 31, if I have eaten the fruits thereof, or have caused the owners to lose their life. This is the second key to master Biblical Hebrew. Join the free course now. The paradox is, God uses the same breath to give and take life. It makes total sense when you deepen your spiritual understanding. Get the book, Mind-Body Problem Solved. The paradoxical contradiction of breath of life you must grasp. God breathed the breath of life into the first human's nostrils. Strong's H5397, Neshama, from H5395. KJV translations, breath, spirit. H5395, Nasham, to blow away. KJV translation, destroy. You weren't expecting that, were you? The same breath of life at creation includes the meaning destroy. As God gives life, so he can destroy life. God has specific circumstances under which he'll destroy humans. The Bible is full of such examples. Breath of life, meaning destroy, is the second key to master Biblical Hebrew. Contradictory meaning. Read Mind-Body Problem Solved for deeper comprehension. Is there life after death? Discover an astounding hidden clue in Genesis 2 verse 7. Genesis 2 verse 7 includes breath of lives, plural, and living soul, singular. So it's easy to compare, even if you don't know anything about Hebrew. Chayim ends in im, plural, and chaya is singular. All words ending in im are plural. It is not God breathed the breath of life. Biblical Hebrew clearly states breath of lives. Translators in religion get it wrong. Even if they know biblically there's a resurrection. By the way, the tree of life is really the tree of lives, plural. You're getting an eyeful today. Details of the why and what of afterlife in the book Mind-Body Problem Solved. There's man. Adam in Hebrew only referred to the masculine gender. No. Genesis 2:7. The Lord God formed man, Adam, from the dust of the earth. We know God made Adam first, so we associate Adam with the male gender. Let's dispel that idea with a biblical context. Numbers 31. And 32,000 persons, Adam, in all, of women that had not known man by lying with him. Adam is used to refer to the feminine gender. True, the man Adam was created first, but in Genesis 2:7, Adam refers to humankind and includes the feminine gender. This is the creation of human beings, all men, women, and persons, revealing their equality before God. Details in the book Mind-Body Problem Solved. Humans possess two spiritual elements unknown to science, philosophy, or religion. Genesis 2:7 states God formed humans with two elements, physical dust and breath, nishama, both physical and spiritual. There's a third component in humans that we cannot overlook, spirit. Zechariah 12, the Lord forms the spirit, the ruach, the second spiritual element, the spirit of man within him. Job 32, there is a spirit, ruach, in man, and the inspiration, nishama, of the Almighty. These are two spiritual elements, non-material components, that physical science can neither locate nor measure. Read Mind Body Problem Solved to learn exactly what Nishama and Ruach are, how they work together, and why you possess them. What is a soul? The most enigmatic spiritual question answered. Let's be more precise. What is a human soul? Genesis 2, God formed man of the dust and breathed the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Zechariah 12, the Lord forms the spirit of man within him. A human soul has three distinct parts. First, dust, the material measurable atoms of the physical parts, the entire body, including the brain. Second, breath, nishama, the immaterial, immeasurable spirit that God blew into the first human. And third, spirit, ruach, a second immaterial, immeasurable essence that God gave the first human. We don't have a soul. A human composed of these three elements is a soul. More details in the book, Mind-Body Problem Solved. Genesis 2:7 indicates neshama alone. Understand, neshama is only for humans. Neshama is explicitly related to the breath of life for human beings. Remember, Adam in Hebrew means persons, not just man. Joshua 11, and all the cattle the children of Israel took for a prey to themselves. But every man, Adam, they smote until they had destroyed them. Neither left they any to breathe with neshama. All humans with neshama are destroyed, not animals, which do not have neshama. Animals and humans possess ruach. Another reason neshama and not ruach is directly mentioned in the creation of human beings. God's neshama is conferred on humans, giving only humans the image of God. Read Mind-Body Problem Solved. How can a singular living soul have plural breath of lives in Genesis 2 verse 7? And the Lord God breathed the breath of lives, and man became a living soul. Breath of lives, chayim, the im makes it plural. Living soul, chaya, singular. Only the inspired Hebrew, not translations, reveals this plurality. Unless you know what these multiple lives are, like the tree of lives, you cannot fully understand Genesis 2 verse 7. When and how are these lives obtainable? They involve physical and spiritual resurrections. Conversely, can a living soul be destroyed definitively? These are the destinations of human beings in God's plan. Read Mind-Body Problem Solved for God's complete purpose for the creation of billions of human beings. When you grasp the 14 keys in Genesis 2:7, you'll know what it is to be human. Genesis 2:7 is a goldmine of what, how, and why of human beings. It is the first Bible verse to really grasp the human role in the rest of the Bible and to live your life here and now. First, you'll understand what neshama and ruach are, consciousness and mind, that confer on us God's image. Second, the best way, how, to nurture and heal our minds. And third, why God gave us neshama consciousness and ruach mind to prepare our spiritual lives now and eternal life he has in store for us. In spite of a troubled world, there's everything to hope for. Read all about it in Mind-Body Problem Solved.